Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, it's that time of the week, and Gav is with us. G'day, Gav.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, mate. I was just having you think, actually. Do you realise this will be the final time that you and I chat together this year?
I know. I know. I was thinking about that. I knew it had to be this week, possibly next week, and I thought, no, next week's just too close to Christmas.
Yeah. No, this is the last week, so we better make this a good one then.
And look, I tell you, look, I'm so festive. Look, you could honestly plant me out the front and hang baubles off me.
I like that. I like that. That's good.
It's only come on me in the last week, I can tell you, but now, all of a sudden it's crept up.
Yeah, it's getting closer very quickly, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Indeed. Now, today we're talking about the perfect garden gifts for your gardening friends and family, and no doubt there at Lee Rowan's Garden World, you guys have a whole stack of things we can talk about.
Well, yes, and there's so many things that people wouldn't think of. You know, when you put in a cafe into these stores, you bring a whole different eclectic range of people in, and, you know, then you have your jewellery, and you have gift bags and wind chimes and a whole range of these fabulous things you can put in, what do they call them, like little gift bags and things like that. Yeah, like socks. Yeah, there's a whole range of these fancy coloured socks for $9.95. And, you know, there's so many different things that you wouldn't think of. As well as that, of course, you've got your standard plants, you know, a beautiful indoor plant. And let's face it, indoor plants are very trendy at the moment.
Yes.
There's a whole new lovely range of these new lightweight indoor pots with three little wooden legs underneath them. And they're the latest. They match the legs on a lot of the new furniture that's coming through. Very trendy, whole range of different colours and sizes to match up with an indoor plant inside. You know, things like, yeah, the other thing that's selling off the thing at the moment is the veggie pods. You know, veggie pods are very popular for people who want to grow their own herbs and veggies at the moment. And there's a lot of those. You know, apart from the price and some of these things are hard to come by at certain times, you know, it's lovely to be able to grow your own stuff at home. And they've even brought out just this week a new veggie pod that goes in a kitchen, has a light over the top of it, and you can grow herbs in and vegetables in your own kitchen. It's a beautiful little black glossy unit that just sits in the kitchen, doesn't take up a lot of room, and you can grow your oregano and your basil and your parsley in your own kitchen with a very nice stylish unit with a light over the top. A water feature. I mean, if for the person, the gardener that's got everything, there's nothing nicer than just a water feature for that tinkle of water in the background on a hot night is really, really nice. Hanging baskets of flowers that have come into the stores at the moment. These beautiful big hanging baskets with either white, red, or white and red, different coloured petunias and flowering plants in them. Now, you can hang them up. You could even take the hanger off and just sit the basket in the middle of the kitchen table or the Christmas table, I should say, and it would look lovely.
Well, I've got to say to you, Gav, is that the last week or so, I've been at home thinking about what I'm going to buy individual people in my family. Now, as you know, there are times when you sit there with a blank look and also your brain is thinking, I really don't know what to buy that person. Now, I guess that really happens to all of us at some stage, doesn't it?
Yes, now, it certainly does.
Now, what you were saying there, it goes to show that if you really think outside the circle or outside the square, there are so many things, particularly when you're talking about, you know, nurseries and all that sort of stuff, that you can go and buy things for people like indoor plants. You can go and buy them things that you want to you have for your garden, like something for the veggie garden. Or, as you say, when it comes to a lot of the nurseries around at the moment and a lot of places like that, the cafes have got stuff in them as well.
That's right. And as I said, they bring in a different type of person that may not do a lot of gardening outside, but you have to have all that, you know, wall art and stuff like that, where people come in, they sit in the cafe, they look around the ambiance of the place, and they see all this stuff, and they can imagine it then in their home.
Yeah. Is there one, just speaking of plants, is there one particular plant that is always very popular around Christmas time that you know, people come in and say, oh, that's going to make a great Christmas gift?
Well, anything flowering. So I would have said the good old Madonna lilies, the peace lily with the white flower, tough as a good, tough flowering indoor plant. And then, of course, the traditional one that you always get over Christmas is the red poinsettia.
Yes, yes.
Now, the red poinsettia you'll find just about everywhere at this time of year. And a lot of people grow them or buy them instead of like a vase of flowers because, of course, they last for months. You can put them inside. They give you that real Christmas look of those bright red flowery leaves, and they look great for months on end. So that one, the peace lily, of course, you can get the good old traditional Singapore Phalaenopsis orchids, which are the little orchids you get at this time of year. But generally, it's that foliage plant.
Yes.
People go for the foliage because they're more savvy onto that sort of thing, to realise that things that flower don't last as long as something that you can buy with a lovely big bunch of foliage on it. And the ideal one of those for the person that tends to kill a lot of things is one called a Zanzibar Gem. Now, the Zanzibar Gem is probably the toughest indoor plant that you can possibly ever buy. I've had people that have bought that from me that have holiday homes up at Hawk's Nest and Nelson's Bay that they may go to once a month, and the only thing that's alive at the end of that would be that Zanzibar Gem, because they are just so incredibly tough. Beautiful foliage, glossy and green, never changes from one part of the year to the next.
Rightio. Well, there you go. I mean, there's lots of things you can certainly have a look at down there at Lee Rowan's Garden World. And it goes to show, it doesn't necessarily have to be plants. It could be something like a water feature. It could be anything in the cafe area as well. So there you go.
And if you really can't think of anything at all, the one thing you can always buy is a gift voucher.
Well, there you
now,
go.
Gift
yes.
vouchers you can use for anything at all in the store.
And, of course, we can grab our gift vouchers at Lee Rowan's Garden World. And as we know, there's two fantastic locations, isn't there, Gab?
We do. We have 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, which is our fabulous head office. And then we have a wonderful store down on the central coast at Arimba at 72 Pacific Highway. And they have a fabulous big restaurant. You can make a day of it. You can have a lovely lunch. Use your gift voucher for that. And then have a wander around the nursery and the gift shop afterwards.
Sounds great. And go onto the website too. You can go there, leerowansgardenworld.com.au.
Now, absolutely.
I want to wish you and your colleagues and your family and friends a very, very Merry Christmas. And we just want to say thank you very much for all your great work this year. We really appreciate it.
Most certainly. And I'm the same. I would love to wish everybody at the station a lovely Christmas. All the listeners a fabulous Christmas. And, you know, as a personal thing, make every moment count, because you just never know.
Totally agree.
Always treat everybody fabulous.
Yep, I totally agree with that. All right, Gab, been great to talk to you this year. You have a wonderful festive season, and we'll catch up with you again in 2023.
All right.
Merry
Christmas, everyone.
Good on you. Thank you, Gav. And there he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World.